Reading in between the lines, somebody recently asked me, how do you learn to read in between the lines? It's a really good question and kind of a fun question, but it's also funny in itself because it's done all the time. People do it all the time, but they don't realize it. And I'll explain that. Think about something like a note that was written by someone. You've probably seen this or witnessed it and probably didn't pay much attention. But somebody grabs the note, reads it really quick, they're in a rush, they're thinking about something else, or perhaps they're a bit uncaring about the note, but they read it, and then later on perhaps talk about it and say, why did that person say that in the note? You may have yourself read the note, and you might say, what are you talking about? The note doesn't say anything about that. And this other person says, well, sure it does. Right, in the first sentence it says it. So then you go and find the note, you pull it out. The other person now looks at the note, reads it, sees, of course, what they think they saw written there isn't there. So they say, well, this must not be the note I got. Maybe there were two notes and I got a different one and this is the one you got. And that's when you say, no, I think there was only one note, this is the note. You must have got mixed up. What they picked up on is what was written in between the lines. So in a sense, we almost know how you can write in between the lines. You can do it consciously or unconsciously. Consciously, you would do it, you'd be thinking about something while writing a note. Now, unconsciously, you would do the same thing. You're extremely busy. You got something right on the fore part of your mind. Very emotionally charged item, thought, feeling, and experience. Something that's happening. It's right there, but you just remember you have to write a note. Jim, get some blue felt pens and go stop at store for photocopy paper. You're almost doing that automatically, but this other emotionally charged thought you have in your mind and feeling gets superimposed in that writing. And yeah, by looking at the words, you can't see it, but it is there. It is there more than what is actually written, because what is written is not emotionally charged and has very little energy. So when this other thought you had was so emotionally charged, it ended up in between the lines. So this is one example of how this happens many, many times. I just picked up on that years ago. I noticed it. And the reason I noticed these things is because I sort of step back from everything. I'm always a little bit back. I'm almost a little unemotionally charged about things, like I don't care about certain things. Some things that people think are a big deal, I have no caring for whatsoever. Couldn't care less. So I stand back from it a little bit, and I observe. And to observe what goes on around us, to see more clearly, understand where we are, we almost have to become uncaring observers, unemotionally attached observers. And that's the same way we read in between the lines. If we're emotionally attached, emotionally charged, it's very difficult to read in between the lines. You have to be uncaring. In other words, let's say a Tibetan monk is in charge of writing some information that they know into scrolls that they want to hide. So he hides this information in the writing. When you read the Tibetan scrolls, you can decipher them into different languages if you want. But in a sense, they make some sense and you sort of read them and you go, okay, it's very confusing mumbo jumbo. In a lot of ways. It even sounds like a politician talking. You ever listen to a politician talk when he answers a question? They never answer a question, ever. They just babble till your mind shuts off. If you read some of the Tibetan script and the translated stuff, that's exactly the way it comes out, especially if it's been encoded. So let's say you had a page, and inside that page there was a little piece of information where a huge secret or treasure was hidden, and this reveals the whereabouts, and it's been hidden in between the lines. Now, if you're looking for this treasure and you're all excited, emotionally attached, you won't be able to read in between the lines. Consciously, it will shut that off. Unconsciously, you'll still pick it up, but your conscious mind won't transfer the information to your conscious mind because you're too emotionally charged about it. So that's the secret. And that is the secret to reading in between the lines the Tibetan scrolls. This is how they were encoded, and this is how you uncode them, unemotionally charged. In other words, the person whose whole sought-after existence is to find that information, learn it, read it, study it, know about it, it, in a sense, closes off to that very person. That person first has to become totally unemotional about it, not caring a bit. In other words, here's the biggest secret, so what? I don't care. Now, when you say, you can't pretend, you really have to make it an uncaring thing. In other words, they give you a map to a treasure that's worth billions, and you can have it all. They put it on the table, and emotionally, you could light it on fire and not feel a thing. It's just like an empty piece of paper burning. That's how unemotionally charged you have to be able to decipher that. And that is hard work. That is something you got to learn. It's not so easy to learn, but you can learn it. You can practice it. It's actually a good thing to learn in the first place, because through life, sometimes, if we want to remove some things of our lives, we have to uncharge them, unemotionally charge them by letting them go. Some of the negative things in our lives, as long as we are emotionally charged to those negative things, always talking about them, letting them upset us, they become magnetized and stay with us. As we learn to become uncaring observer of something, it literally lets go. And with reading in between the lines, as you become an unemotional observer, in a sense, uncaring observer. The word uncaring is not so correct, so please excuse it. I don't have the best words for it. So I keep using different words to try to describe something that you see something fantastic, but you can be totally nonchalant about it. You just, whatever. You take it, you don't take it, whatever. If you can be that way about something in your life that you don't like, it will go away because you're not feeding it power anymore. For reading in between the lines, it's exactly the same way. You could become unemotionally attached to it. In other words, my book, my very first one, a lot of stuff has been written in between the lines. This took a lot of work. I spent hours and hours in a light and deep meditative state while writing it. In other words, I'd put myself there, then I would write a little bit, a page, a half a page, then I'd have to stop, and I'd do it again and again and again and again to be able to more consciously pick up on it. When you read the book, unconsciously you will pick up on it. Your subconscious mind will pick up the information. As you meditate, the information will filter into your conscious mind slowly, as someone begins to practice sending love, working with it and so forth. That, a lot of that information will start to filter into your conscious mind on its own. But if you just wanted to pick up on the information, you first have to read the book, in a sense. Then you pick out pages, maybe one or two pages, and just read them. But you read them uncaring of what really the words say. sort of, it doesn't matter, you're just kind of reading along. And you just allow what comes into you emotionally to flow in. This takes practice. I'll give you a little secret. Most good tea leaf readers, most of you know what a tea leaf reader is. You know, you go to a coffee shop, tea shop, you drink a little tea and you do some things with the cup and the tea, and then they read the leaves in the cup. I'm going to assume we're talking about someone that's really good, not faking it, not feeding a bunch of bullshit, but someone that really has learned the ability and practiced it and is really caringly doing it and doing it well. That person is reading in between the lines exactly the same, whether it would be words or whether it's tea leaves, it's the same thing. You see? All they're doing is picking it up. While you're drinking that cup, while you're stirring that tea, putting the tea in there, putting the cup down, turning it, twisting it, there's all kinds of things going on inside you. Thousands of thoughts, feelings and emotions, ideas, hopes and dreams, fears, exciting things, all going on. And all things around you align according to that. The tea leaves in water tend to align a certain way very easily. Just like water picks up energy quite nicely and holds it, picks up also magnetic impulses quite nicely and holds it. So, everything aligns. The water in itself, the molecules in the water, in the tea itself, align a certain way. Then, when the woman or man picks up that cup and begins to read, they begin to pick up that information. That's reading in between the lines. Again, whether it's words or tea leaves, it doesn't matter. You could take stones, have a bucket of stones, and you lay them all out like words, one page after another page after another page. Somebody looks at that and you see lines and lines of rocks. It would have no meaning to anyone. But there's a huge amount of information written between the lines. You see, I call it reading between the lines because that's really the best word for it. I don't know what other language to give it. I don't want to give it psychic ability because that's not really what it is. There is information put in there. Each stone placed a certain direction. Each stone has a magnetic pickup from you, from your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. Everything that's going on in you ends up there. Everything you touch comes into focus with, is affected.